Welcome to the Sacred Magic Show. Bring in the mystical and the sacred for healing with my good friend, Dr. Georgia Herrera, and myself, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In this live call-in show, you will witness the shifting of energies that bring about your transformation beyond your wildest dreams. Feel the answers to your most important questions flow into your heart as it opens to a new world of possibility. Together, Dr. Georgia, coming from the heavenly and angelic realms, and myself, Dr. Sharon, coming in from the deep realms of the earth, create an unstoppable powerhouse of sacred magic that has the power to enliven, activate, shift, transmute, and transform the challenges ever present in your life. You are now entering the hub for love and acceptance. The Sacred Magic Show starts now. All right, everybody, good morning. This is Sacred Magic. I'm Dr. Sharon, here with Dr. Georgia. And we both decided that we feel really great about this show because this is about luck. And truthfully, Georgia, how about you? I feel lucky today.
Oh, I feel lucky. Oh, the spring is here. Things are happening. Everybody's fully just ready to make their best life happen everywhere I go.
So we're here to help you, listeners, to shift into a little bit more luck for yourself. So how do we do that? Georgia, tell everybody, remind everybody what we're all about.
So Dr. Sharon and I make a great team to help infuse love and light and passion and joy and consciousness in other people's lives, and to share what we have learned in our lives for you. So we're here to have one-on-one sessions when you call in. We're here to share what we have learned and brighten up your day. And today is your lucky day, because we're going to talk about luck and what does it mean to have luck. So definitely stay tuned. You have a lot is going to happen today.
And how do you get more luck? And there is a component of luck that you can actually enhance. And that's what we're going to talk about. And just a reminder, we are a live call-in show. Those of you on the West Coast who are waking up, if you're driving, call us, 1-800-930-2819. And if you're anywhere else, call us. This is about things that make your life better. And for us, we call it sacred magic because we connect with spirit in many forms. That makes it sacred. And we take the alchemy and turn 1 + 1 = 3, kind of bringing the unexpected, bringing the miraculous. That's what we do. I'm a physician. Georgia is a chiropractic healer. She's a mystic. I am trained in shamanic techniques. So we help bring you into the world where spirit plays a role, where your connection to the ascended masters, the angels, power animals can all play a role. And today it's about create your own luck. So Georgia, talk about luck. Like, what kinds of luck have you thought about or noticed?
Well, what I've learned is luck is something that we make happen in general. So there's luck that you go after. You center yourself with the vibration that you want to happen. Then there's also your astrology as well. And then there's soul patterns that you come in with. There's the actions you take. And there's the things that you've learned from your family that create luck. There's a lot of different ways to go into this energy. And I know coming from a Christian background, luck is not something you're supposed to talk about. Mm-hmm. But actually, luck is an actual vibration. There, it is something you can make happen, and you can make it with God's love as well. So I know I'm vague now, but we're going to get into it in a lot more depth. Dr. Sharon, I know you have really some great concepts of luck and the different kinds. What would you say?
Well, you know, when I was thinking about this show, and it just came to me because we're 2 days away from St. Patrick's Day, and there's a lot of luck when you think about the mythology and the leprechauns and the pot of gold under the rainbow. And I thought about it, and as I was reading it, this is interesting because many years ago, I think in the early 70s, a neurologist, very well-renowned neurologist, so scientific, academic, brainiac type of dude, and he studied Zen meditation and then wrote a book about different kinds of luck because I think he tasted the miraculous world. And he talked about there's just luck from your unique character. So that's how you were born. It's your soul vibration. It's what you naturally resonate with. That is something inherent to you. Then he talked about luck from being in motion. So you sit inside your house all day, you're really not going to expose yourself to situations that will open up into a lucky thing. So luck from being in motion, getting out there. For me, it's about tasting all the different frequencies that are out there. Then he talked about luck from personal receptivity. Well, what does that mean? Well, if you sit around and grumble and say, nothing ever good ever happens to me, you have to be open and you have to be ready to resonate. I'm going to talk about this energetically, ready to resonate with an opportunity that comes by. So you're wide open and you're willing. So, and I'm just going to digress a minute. And I've talked about this before. I have a book that's coming out at the end of May. It's called Maximize Your Healing Power. And I teach techniques to improve your own ability to heal and assist with your physicians, your healers. And one of the major components is the component of allow. And you can be aware of your problem, but then you have to allow help. So this is the allowing part of luck. And that is receptivity because, you know, Georgia, if you're closed off, the universe is going to send you all kinds of messages and opportunities. And they'll just, it's like, I think about Star Trek. And I think about, when Scotty had to put the force field up, the shields. Those things coming in can't touch you unless you're open to it. So, Georgia, before the break, we have a couple minutes. What about this receptivity?
You know, a lot of us know nowadays that we have blocks where we block our abundance, we block love, we block joy. And when you start working on your blocks, also you can think about it as your shadow side or your trauma. When you start putting love into these places and bringing the wisdom and the forgiveness for yourself, for the other people, and bringing it to these patterns, you start opening up to let joyful things happen. But you have to go deep inside. And the way to do that the fastest is work with somebody. Work with somebody that can see you and can hold the vision to take you to the next place. And Dr. Sharon and I do that with our private phone calls, with the one-on-ones. And there's also energy healing work you can do The work I do is network spinal analysis that helps people get into that, into those places, into the places that you've been shut down. And we shut down because we need to still process something. We need to protect something. But when you go in there, you release those blocks and you let in the love. And when love comes in, wisdom comes in. Is we're only as smart as we let ourselves be. You know, we can't connect into God's love if we're closed down, if we're projecting our parents on to what we think God is, what we think the universe is. So when we start going in there, cleaning it all up, we become our own adults, our own powerhouse. And when you're your own powerhouse, you let things happen. What about you, yep, Dr.
I love, and that word let, that's another version of allow, to really be willing to change. And we're going to take a break in a few seconds, but just a reminder, Dr. Georgia works with clients. She can be found at sacredmotherhealing.com, and I do as well, drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com. We're going to take a break. Reminder that we are a call-in, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Tune into the Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and say yes to bringing prosperity and success to your future right here and right now. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is here to help you imagine it. Say goodbye to the strings of the past that have been holding you back for far too long. Rise up with Lolita and say yes to the solutions, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Visit lifestrategymentor.com. That's lifestrategymentor.com.
Are you looking for a way to break old habits that are holding you back from reaching your true potential and living the life you deserve? Well, look no further than Dr. Loretta Billups. She is a clinician and a relationship and mental health coach that will assist you with reaching your purpose. She will hold you accountable so that your desires are now a reality. Connect with Dr. B at cultivatingyourlife.com and find your path today. That's cultivatingyourlife.com.
Be the creator of your own healthy life with the most unbeatable connected weight loss experience through Impact Remote Academy. You will get a customized 6-month program that is fat loss focused with simple to follow step-by-step instructions, Zoom coach support, and access to the Academy website tools and community. Because weight loss is hard and you deserve the best support. Look no further. Everything you need for weight loss success is accessible through Impact Remote Academy kit and support. This is your healthy journey to permanent weight loss, and we're going to give you the keys to unlock your inner power and optimal health through clean eating and self-love. The No More Rules gals, Steph Yost and Camille Barreto, are here to help you recognize self-sabotaging patterns and develop healthy lifestyle habits. Explore yourimpactwellness.com for all the details. That's yourimpactwellness.com. And remember to live your life with impact.
Do you find that your world is filled with chaos that's always trying to bring you down? What if I told you that your goal should not be to get rid of that chaos, but to harness it and become your higher self with it? I'm Gina Libido, your transformational coach, and I'm here to guide you on your ascension journey and soul awakening. Learn to anchor cosmic Christ light during my one-on-one and group sessions. To find out more, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org. And be in body, in power, and in soul.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Hi, everybody. We're back. Sacred Magic. I'm Dr. Sharon here with Dr. Georgia. Please remember, call us because we can help you shift. And today it's about luck. So we can help you shift your luck in romance, your luck in prosperity, your luck in your health. Whatever it is, we can enhance that. So we want you to call 1-800-930-2819. So we were talking about Dr. James Austin, who probably couldn't think about, as a neurologist, academically trained, he probably couldn't think about it in the 70s, writing the words miracle or manifestation. So he talked about, well, there's a kind of luck called blind luck. And George and I were just talking about that. And we don't see it as blind at all. In fact, the kind of luck that's the alchemical, miraculous kind that you're not sure where it came from our point of view, is really about connecting to the universe, to spirit, to the love vibration. And it's not blind at all. In fact, we decided we're going to call it eyes wide open luck. Right, Georgia? Because we want to look and be ready for whatever God brings our way.
Exactly. And whatever we focus on is what we create. It's a way of letting go and going with the flow. But at the same time, you have to recognize what's in your path so you can follow that vibration. You can follow the vibration of good luck. We always have free will and things are presented to us. We can always say no and we can always say yes as well. Lots of options and opportunities right in front of us.
And if you are literally blind, if your eyes are closed, you don't see those. In fact, and I use spirit in a loose way. So spirit is God. It's the universe, it's your higher self. It's connecting with the universal field, with the matrix of consciousness. So I use spirit in that big, all-encompassing way. When you want to link up with something new and different, every possibility is available in the universe. But you can't close your eyes. Mm-hmm. So this is eyes wide open. And then you add the component of receptive. So Dr. Georgia, let's talk a little more about receptive. What does that mean?
Well, I was thinking about my personal story. You know, I'm a life path numerology number 11. And number 11s are considered the black swans, where they're not seen, they're not recognized, and they're in the wrong groups for a long time, and they have considered a lot of bad luck for most of their lives until they get older. So that was me, and a lot of unfortunate things happen. But the receiving came in from opening to those bad situations that are considered bad, and let in the lessons from that, let in the miracles. So let's say trying to pay a bill, and then you get to this penny, the exact amount of money that you need. You know, so many things happened when I didn't have very much money. So many things. Or when I was with spiritual people that didn't understand me, and I didn't know how to deal with it. So I went inside and I deepened my relationship with God so I could develop a deeper understanding of what other people were trying to communicate to me and how can I communicate to them. And I did that by going deep inside and finding out, what do I need to know, what do I need to say, how do I need to act, right? So that looks like they're bad situations, being judged, being broke. But I open for my good luck in those situations and let amazing things happen. And from that, I got, my life became grander and grander, and I started to change my life from high chaos and drama into learning what is the vibration of harmony, of peace. And I'm a big believer in healthy obsessions, and I got healthy obsessed with the different shows I watch, the music I listen to, the people I talk to, the way I talk, and especially the thoughts that go in my head. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, we get to open and pay attention to that little voice in our head that feels amazing, because love always feels like love, always. And that voice that says, you know, turn right off the highway right now. I'm like, oh, okay. And then immediately you see something that you've been waiting for years. You know, you're going into that receptivity, or call this person right now and tell them you're thinking about them. And then that person is blown away. And one of the things that happened to me, I did that, and my friend just inherited a bunch of money, and they're like, hey, let's go on a vacation. And I haven't talked to them in years. And that kind of stuff of following that voice and letting your miracles happen and receiving, and then always saying gratitude afterwards, because whatever we're grateful for, we get more of. And gratitude is a very complex and deep topic as well that we can talk about more one day. Dr. Sharon, tell me some of your stories on receptivity.
Well, I was just thinking about, I was running my practice, solo practice. This was 10, 15 years ago, and everything was financially hard. I loved the autonomy. I loved the independence. I loved doing it my way. But everywhere I turned, it cost a lot. And in order to generate the revenue, I had to see more and more patients, which felt like putting them on a conveyor belt. I didn't like it. And I got financially so strapped, the little bit I had in my IRA, I had to use to pay taxes. Now, I'm kind of a control freak in terms of I want to do things my way. And I hit a place where I said, I can't do it anymore. I cannot do it. I am not able. And I didn't know at that time that what I was really saying is, God, would you help me? But I said, I give up. I cannot. I have no more answers. I have no more ways to fix this. And do you know, the next week, something I never even knew, I got a check for $19,000 from some, you know, work in an underserved area and you get certain money back thing. I got a check for $19,000 that paid a bill that was literally almost exactly $19,000. So that place of, and we're going to talk more in the next segment because we're going to take a break in a sec. That place of surrender, and I call it allowing and turning it over to the forces that are bigger than you are, and being willing to take the help from unexpected places. And that was miraculous. So that's the place that we're going when we're going to keep talking about luck. We're going to take a quick break. Just a reminder, call us, because we will do an individual, personal for you, luck enhancement little mini session. It's going to be fabulous. Call us, 1-800-930-2819. And Dr. Georgia and I will be back in just a minute. See you soon.
You can't just fix yourself on the outside and expect the inside to follow. Whether you're 5 or 85, healthy living can begin whenever you decide you want a better life. Tune into Keeping Up with Barbara Scheidegger every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn about implementing a daily routine and finding a balance to improve your life. Learn to live agelessly. Go to BarbaraScheidegger.com. That's Barbara, S-C-H-E-I-D-E-G-G-E-R.com.
Are you looking for a way to break old habits that are holding you back from reaching your true potential and living the life you deserve? Well, look no further than Dr. Loretta Billups. She is a clinician and a relationship and mental health coach that will assist you with reaching your purpose. She will hold you accountable so that your desires are now a reality. Connect with Dr. B at cultivatingyourlife.com and find your path today. That's cultivatingyourlife.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Danae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDanae.com. That's DENEE.com.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Sacred magic, you guys. That's really what it's all about. Dr. Georgia and I are here. And today is about luck. And really, we were talking at the break. Luck is really the same thing as manifesting. So we want to talk more about how do you get that? How do you get into a place, into a situation, into the material world of what you want and what you long for? So Dr. Georgia, tell us about how do you get lucky? How do you bring luck in?
Well, action is the most important thing. And focusing on how to enjoy the actions. Because whatever we enjoy is what we're going to do the most of. So one of my favorite things is even asking to want to feel good, to let things happen in your life that benefit you. And the thing to think about is action. And so I was thinking about Dr. Sharon and how, you know, she has this book that's going to change the world. And what she did, one of the first things is make flip charts. And she's a huge flip chart woman, put all her ideas out, focusing on the actions and getting excited about all the actions to make her book happen. It's not her just saying, universe, take care of this, right? It's her saying, okay, universe, what do I need to do so you can take care of this? She's opening the channels for her good luck to come in. And it's just really powerful to do that. You know, vision boards are important. The goal is important. But the most important thing is enjoying and wanting to do the things for what it takes to make these goals happen. So, for example, somebody that wants to get in shape and get healthy, it is very important to say your prayers, put in your request, put in your manifestation, your visualizations of this is happening. But more importantly, it's to focus on enjoying the foods that are right for you, praying to notice how you feel with the different foods, with the different people you're around, with the different exercises, wanting to do the different movements. That is even more important compared to, oh, I want to get healthy and feel good. What would you like to add to that, Erin?
Well, I was thinking about the word act because, interestingly, in this wheel that I developed in my book of the four steps for shifting your health challenge, after allow comes act. And when I think about the energetics of ACT, when I think about our chakras and the channel of energy coming in, if you stay in your thoughts all the time,
it looks like the recording.
If you are bringing that down into your lower chakras to actually bring them into the earth, you can't bring them into the world, how you walk in the world. You can't leave things all in your head. You actually have to put them into form. You have to take spirit into the human realm. So that action is really critical. And the flip charts for me is being in the zone where I'm letting spirit talk to me and I'm putting it on the board. I'm putting it on the paper. And that's another way the energy is really flowing into the human. We're humans. It's a unique place to be in the universe where we have spiritual energies, but we can make them into literally material form. So act. You can't just sit and think, I need this, I want this. You have to start putting yourself into situations where those opportunities will arise and then you'll grab them. Is that right, Georgia?
Oh, absolutely. And it's letting that in. If you are watching chaotic movies and music all the time, or letting the news get to you and bog you down, it's going to be hard to be receptive. You know, instead, you know, get the news, let it disturb you, and then lift it up and pray for whatever's disturbing you and pray for that peace in the world, the good luck happening in the world, because whatever you are is what you have in your life. So bring that for others. Bring in the vibration of things working out for people. But at the same time, we don't know the big picture all the time, because sometimes things look hard for somebody, but that is the thing that's going to bring in their good luck. So instead, you can be general with your prayers and your vibration that you send to other people. And when you do that, you're asking for God's love to surround them and be in them and all around them and picture them happy. Picture them happy with the outcomes, but not the specifics unless you know inside and you're told inside to pray for this thing specifically. So it's important to have that discernment and getting in touch with those inner wisdoms that come for all of us, not some of us. Some of us get the special love, the special wisdom, all of us, all of us. It's for all of us. And it's just a matter of wanting to listen to that. And the more you practice any of this, especially practicing listening to that voice of wisdom, the more gifts you get. Oh gosh, that gets exciting.
I want to add something here because this is really important. When you want to create more luck, which is also the same thing as saying when you want to manifest, you cannot sit in the feeling state or the being state or the thinking state of everything you don't have and how miserable it is. When you sit and be so upset about your finances that all you can think about is, oh God, I hate being poor. I want to be rich. I wish I was rich. I want luck of being rich or richer or pay my bills or financial security. Staying in that negative place is truly resonating you with universal forces that are the same vibration and they are not what you want. This is the hardest thing, I think the hardest thing to do is seeing yourself. And I teach this in my book, and it's about healing, but the same thing is true. If you can do a meditation or a visualization, a journey to look down a path and see for a person, let's talk about healing, for a person to see yourself in the healed state, already your health beaming, rosy, vibrant, vital, alive. See yourself in the healed state and feel the joy and the bliss of that. When you move into that feeling, so looking down the path and seeing yourself financially secure, the good feeling it feels to have a paycheck that's enough to pay everything and a little more. That feeling that you go to and seeing where you want to be and feeling into it, that is the feeling that creates luck and creates manifestation. Not the, oh my God, I don't have it, I want it, because that's a contrast. I'm here and I want to be here. That just keeps you separate and distant. So you've got to feel exactly what it is that you want, and then you are resonant with it. And that's a very hard thing for your mind to do when you're afraid, when you are lacking, when you're worried about your health, your finances, your relationship isn't going very well. But that's a really big step. Georgia, we have a couple minutes to the break. What do you think about that?
Oh, it's profound. Do whatever it takes that's healthy to get you into the state that you need, and to use the misery for your benefit. Use that misery to make your good luck. Anger is fantastic motivation. That's what anger is for. It's sadness. If you're sad, if you're depressed, if you're stuck, I'm stuck, or I'm not healthy, or I don't have money, whatever it is. What can I do? And move your body and change your frequency, whatever it takes. Dance, go on a walk, go in nature, watch something that makes you laugh. The people that come to my office and get network spinal analysis, reorganizational healing on a regular basis, they are rocking in life. They're clearing out their heaviness, their blocks, and it's rapid. It is fast. And they're processing at a very, very high level because they're extra supported. Find out what's in your area to be support, that's going to support you. Find out the people that you can talk to, the books that you need that will support you to shift that vibration, clear out the blocks and open you to what's even possible. Ooh, that's a lot to talk about.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's finish up. We're going to take a short break and then we'll finish up with the last little tricks to creating your own luck and enhancing the role of spirit. And we're really talking about manifestation here. But because it's St. Patrick's Day in 2 days, we're going to think about shamrocks and good luck. So we're going to take a short break and then Dr. George and I'll be right back. Thank you.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Are you looking for a way to break old habits that are holding you back from reaching your true potential and living the life you deserve? Well, look no further than Dr. Loretta Billups. She is a clinician and a relationship and mental health coach that will assist you with reaching your purpose. She will hold you accountable so that your desires are now a reality. Connect with Dr. B at cultivatingyourlife.com and find your path today. That's cultivatingyourlife.com.
You are a brilliantly self-aware woman with a big heart and a cycle of dissatisfying relationships. Maybe you're drawn to a man who lights a fire in you but leaves you feeling amiss. Does that sound about right? My name is Love Coach Mariah, and I help women navigate the rough waters of rocky relationship from push and pull to peace of mind. Learn more at lovecoachmariya.com. The first call is on me.
Do you find that your world is filled with chaos that's always trying to bring you down? What if I told you that your goal should not be to get rid of that chaos, but to harness it and become your higher self with it? I'm Gina Libido, your transformational coach, and I'm here to guide you on your ascension journey and soul awakening. Learn to anchor cosmic Christ light during my one-on-one and group sessions. To find out more, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org. And be in body, in power, and in soul.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
This is about create your luck. And in our last segment, Dr. George and I are going to talk about really the role of spirit. But I'm looking out my window into the backyard and I'm reminded that even though it snowed yesterday and it's 25 degrees today, the robins are here. I have literally a flock of 20 robins out the back window. So that's lucky. That means truly spring will be coming. The robins know a little more than I do. So Georgia, and let's finish up segments here.
I just want to celebrate you getting into a state of joy because of the birds. And the more we put ourselves into a vibration of joy, the more we have of that. And you're doing that right now. I love that. That's the perfect example of that. And you're in that state of receiving. And when we connect inside and connect with vibration of wisdom, That could be anything that you need it to be. It can be God, Jesus, Mary's, anything that you need it to be that's wise. Connecting into this vibration and asking, what is my highest potential? It doesn't need to be complicated for the rest of my life. What is my highest potential for today, for this week? How can I be the best parent? How can I be the best friend? What is my highest financial potential for today? And let that vibration move over you and feel it, sense it. And some people are going to be more vibrational. Some people are going to be more words. Some people more visual. And observe what comes up for you. And open your eyes, eyes wide open, as Dr. Sharon says. Open those eyes and observe the wisdom that comes, because it's all around you. You start asking and it's going to come. And what you need for your next level of achievement will be there. Absolutely. That book, that teacher, that technique, that support. This show could be yours right now. You might have needed something to get you out of a funk, and this show might be exactly what you needed. You know, Dr. Sharon's birds, you know, lifting her spirits. Oh, spring, the magic everywhere. It's so intense. There's so much to look forward to. Oh, Dr. Sharon, add to that.
So when I think about it, I think about if we are our consciousness swimming in the sea of universal consciousness, and all around us, it's like being a planet in orbit, and all of these planets and meteors and asteroids and are all swirling around us. If we open to the bigger, if we open to the possibilities, we are receptive to connecting with any incoming energy, anything that zips past us. It's zipping past us every minute, every second, multiple frequencies of possibility. But when you open up and the wisdom, that higher vibration is a vibration of possibility, and it is full with opportunity and so much more than our human body can hold. And that allows us to link up. And when we link up, and that linking up happens when we feel excited, when we feel joy. And I guess for people who like to watch birds, I love to watch birds. They make me happy. Last winter, I literally had four pairs of cardinals on the back deck at once. Four beautiful red male cardinals and four sandy brownish color. And that excitement of being connected to nature and knowing that I have more around me than just my human existence, that's a good thing. That feels good. Right, Georgia? Feeling good's where it's at.
Absolutely. Yeah, I recommend for people to find that coach that helps them go faster in life. It helps them to open to even the possibilities of what we can feel. We all get stuck in our own heads. We all are very limited to what we think is even possible. We can't even fathom something fabulous happening to us in our lives because we don't have the concept. And when you start working with somebody that can help guide you into your greatest potential possibilities, you start opening up those pathways and moving into that direction. And when you start going inside and finding that as well, you start to feel it in your body. And when you feel it in your body, you start making those steps in your life. And it's all the little small things that add up to these miracles happening.
When you feel it in your body, and George is a master at making sure you bring it to your body, That's the human condition. We are a human body. So you are literally bringing it to the material world. And one thing that I think helps is whatever little thing you can feel grateful for, mm-hmm. puts you into a state of allowing and receiving. So gratitude, no matter how small, grateful that your tires held up on your drive to work. Grateful that you had enough money at the bottom of your purse to go to Starbucks. Any little gratitude, because that reminds you that you are abundant and that you receive and that you can fill up from what's out there in the world, right?
Absolutely. Even with, like my story I was telling at the beginning, even if you're miserable, find the gratitude so that that misery could be, oh, this is going to humble me. I'm going to have this beautiful golden heart. And I feel so broken inside. I'm going to open and start my healing journey. And I'm going to be my best version. And I'm going to lift up other people. And you can always find something inside that's going to benefit you. Even with the world crashing and war and things like that, you know, just horrendous stuff happening. You could think about people coming together and rebuilding things and making them even better. Or a tornado comes and destroys the land. Well, let's make it better. Let's make it a fantastic place. And that's coming from the place of abundance. And when you come from abundance of love, you don't get stuck. So let's say if you had a relationship end at that moment, it feels horrible and nobody will ever love you ever again. You know, all that stuff happens in our own heads. But when you start focusing on the abundance of love out there, the opportunities, it's attuning you to what is possible. And when you focus on the gratitude for what you do have, you get more and more and more of that. It's a cumulative effect. And I've witnessed Dr. Sharon do this everywhere in her life. I do this constantly. It doesn't matter if it's a miserable situation, a joyful situation. You can do this. And it's not to be on top of your situation where you don't feel the feelings. You know, go into those feelings, explore them, get to know them, and pour that love and wisdom into them. That's not to be walking around pretending things don't hurt. When you hurt, there are benefits to that. When you can bring in healing vibration, it changes you. And let in the pain, it softens you and opens your heart to have compassion for other people. But you don't have to stay there. That's the trick.
That's wonderful. So we're going to close up. Just to recap, we've told you ways that you can create your own luck. And mostly it's about allowing higher vibrations in, the vibration of spirit and the big word spirit. About feeling into the good places you want to be, not the feeling of what you don't have. But if you do have pain, you can find the gratitude in that and bring the wisdom in, bring the healing in, bring your luck in. So we want you to have the best lucky day, week, month, year, lifetime ever. And we will be back next month. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about next month, but it'll be something to bring you sacred magic. So Dr. George and I wish you the best, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for listening to the Sacred Magic Show, bringing in the mystical and sacred with myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera, and my friend, Dr. Sharon Martin, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific. Come back and continue to witness myself, Dr. Georgia, and Dr. Sharon as we shift energy to bring about transformations beyond your wildest dreams. Tap into the magic and sacred nature of angels, plants, colors, stones, and many other energetic vibrations for powerful shifts and healing on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.